a bit of a chat with Mr. Enough Matli. He's from CEDA. If you know or have heard about them, they are the Small Enterprise Development Agency. They are also an agency of the Department of Small Business Development in South Africa. And so if you are a small business owner, aspiring small business owner, then I, like I said earlier on, this is the conversation that you'd want to tune into, because there might be some useful information that may benefit your journey as an entrepreneur, which is not often an easy one. It's a challenging one. And so if there are platforms and organizations that do offer support to small businesses, then obviously we would want to jump on those. But he's going to tell us all about the work that they do at CEDA and maybe how they serve SMMEs in South Africa. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you for having me once again.
Once again. You must have been here another time, maybe with Kule or somebody else. It's the first time I'm having you here, and so it's good to have you on my show today.
All right, it's a pleasure.
Mr. Enough, let's talk about CEDA. First, tell us a little bit about who CEDA is and what exactly you do at CEDA.
Okay, I don't know whether I should repeat what you just said now, because CEDA is a small enterprise development agency. We are an agency for small business development department. Mm-hmm. So we've got a sister agency. It's two agencies, basically. We develop while our sister agency finances.
Ah.
Yes.
Who's the sister agency?
CIFA, Small Enterprise. Mm-hmm. Financing agency.
Okay, and so you are more on the development side.
We are more on the development side. So basically, the relationship between the two organizations, one hand needs to get the entrepreneur fund ready for them to get funded by the other one.
I get you. Because, I mean, I think South Africa is full of very bright minds, people who have great business ideas. But sometimes you find that, you know, they don't necessarily have the knowledge of how to handle finances, for example, or administration and all of those kind of things. So that's where CEDA steps
in. That's where we come in.
To help them in that regard. So who can come to CEDA for help then?
Okay, so you made mention of aspiring entrepreneurs. So we don't turn anybody away.
Okay.
I know with most of the agencies, they've got different mandates, right? Mm-hmm. So the enablers would be your GEPs, your NYDAs, well, including CEDA in this case. But they would serve a different market.
Yeah, like NYDA specifically, you have to be a certain age.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so and then CEDA is...
We don't have exclusions.
Okay.
No exclusions. We've got a very open service delivery model that we follow. So... we've got programs for anybody who is at the idea generation stage, whereby you get this person who's confused. They just want to go into business, but they're not sure exactly which direction to take. And then up until you get to that person who's employing more than 200 employees, generating more than 200 million. So we've got different programs at each and every level of the face of the business. So it's a journey with us. You can start with us and then, well, it envelops you when you want to.
But how easily accessible are you then to the entrepreneurs? I mean, I can imagine in South Africa, maybe, you know, a lot, hundreds and thousands maybe of entrepreneurs approach you. I mean, what are the chances that if I, as a business owner, would want to come and approach, what do I do? Where do I begin?
So as an enabler, we've got a national footprint. Let me maybe start off there. Got a national footprint, total of about 54 branches. So we've got a national footprint. When I say national, I mean national.
I mean, the visibility is there. We see the orange
see
logo.
All the time, right? That's it. So we've got 54 branches. And then with those branches, like I'll give you an example with our branch at Tshwane.
Yes.
We've got a relationship with City of Tshwane, whereby they've given us access to their 7 points of co-locations. So we have a municipal footprint over and above the provincial footprint. So we've got 7 co-locations. We're trying to gain access to those enterprises that are at the townships. You know, like in total we've got about 7. Mabopane, Attridgeville, Oliver Node, Kaline and Hammanskraal. Who else is there? I tend to forget this collocation. But Mamelodi. We Oliver Node. We do have municipal footprint as well.
Correct.
Thank God for the relationship that we have with City of Tshwane. And they're equally funding for those.
Right. I mean, you mentioned your sister agency, CIFA, they're the ones that deal more with funding. You deal with development. So obviously CEDA does not provide funding.
Yes,
but then do the entrepreneurs or your clients pay for the services of CEDA?
No, they do not. they do not pay, or rather, maybe let me be a bit more specific.
Yeah.
Let me just delve into that a bit. So we've got a termination scale of subsidy. So what that means is that, well, then if you female and then you need our services,
mm-hmm.
Whether you are under the age of 35 or over,
mm-hmm.
your first intervention with us will be 100% subsidized.
I'm taking notes. I'm female.
So it'll be 100% subsidized. So what that means is that if you come through and then you get registered as a client, we assess you, and then we feel, okay, the intervention that you need at that point is maybe to set you up for an e-commerce website.
Mm-hmm.
And then it costs us about 30,000. We will pay 30,000 for mm-hmm. that website.
Mm-hmm. Meaning, so in other words, you provide you the service for free.
Yes, your contribution is zero.
Mm.
But now, like I said, diminishing scale.
Okay.
The next intervention may be in a year or two, then we'll look at another intervention naturally, and then it will be diminishing. Maybe now we're talking 95%.
Yes, then I scale might pay a small percentage.
You might have to pay that 5%. But
yeah.
What is 5%?
Yes, you know? where you could pay 100 at other, yeah,
thank
get you.
You.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
So it's just, we're just trying to get the clients committed. They must just show their level of commitment towards an intervention. Because now, you know, people tend to get free things and then they...
Yes. You know. There has to be some level of...
Some level of
because then otherwise people take things for granted, honestly speaking, if it's just like, you know... But at the same time, I think I want this to be as clear as possible to the young entrepreneur in Mamelodi or wherever that's tuning in right now and listening, to sort of have practical ideas of how exactly, you know, what can I get help with at CEDA, and what would the practical journey look like, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting here. I am. I'm an entrepreneur. Maybe I want to start, for example, a printing business.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I've got. I've got an idea. I want to do a printing business. I know exactly where I might locate my business. I've spoken to someone, you know, I can find a place. I know what I want to do. I've got the skill. I'm a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
How do I approach CEDA, and what are sort of the practical things that you are able to offer entrepreneurs and really help them with?
Let me take you through a journey. I'm gonna give you another tentualo like the president. Let me give you a journey.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're walking through our doors, you'll basically get registered as a client, and then once you are registered, then we assess.
What are you looking for in your assessment?
In our assessment, it can either be an assessment on an individual.
Right.
Because now we want to know what this person
is. So you want to see how serious I am, my potential is.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. What are your qualifications? So that we can align what you have with opportunities out there, that kind of thing. And then once we've agreed that, well, this is the direction that we're taking, that we start harnessing the skill.
Mm-hmm.
And by harnessing the skill, we're looking at the business side of things, not necessarily the technical skill, because mm-hmm. most of the guys that walk in through our doors, they are already skilled.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know how to convert this or commercialize
the skill, yes.
So now this is where we take them through training.
Okay.
But different learning programs that we offer. The idea of the learning program is just to have this person develop their own business plan. Because it's easy for me to appoint a service provider and get them to draft a plan. But... Don't teach me anything. Whose business plan is that? Is it the service provider's or yours?
It's mine. Yes.
So if it's yours, what we're expecting is at least give us a foundation that we can work with.
Yes.
We'd rather come in and make it bankable for you.
Yes.
But the idea has been laid. We know exactly how you want to structure this plan.
Correct.
When the business plan is done, then we would maybe refer you to a financier.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a sister agency, or it can't be any other enabler that is out there that can finance. Your NYDA, they've got 50,000 grants, and, you know, your GEPs can actually fund you for that, depending on the scale.
Mm.
And then let's just say successfully you are funded. Now we're starting with a journey.
Mm.
Now, naturally, we start having different problems. You start encountering
challenges.
Bigger problems.
Yes.
Or bigger challenges. Now we're talking access to market. Now we're talking...
So CEDA's now still here.
We're still here.
As support, as a backup, as people that have walked the journey that can give me the right advice on how to handle the challenge.
We are still there.
Okay.
Typical example, look at Portia M and where she is now. She's been our client since 2012, so that tells us.
Oh, amazing. And she's done it exceptionally well.
Yes,
exceptionally
she has.
Well.
Yes, she has.
Okay, I love the sound of that. Now, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the role of SMMEs in South Africa's economy.
Oh, okay. Let me start off with job creation.
Right.
SIDA's mandate is to create jobs. So we do it through SMME development. So if somebody had to ask what role do you guys play in the space of enablers, we just here to create jobs. So SMME development happens to be that vehicle that we're using to create jobs.
Yes.
That's what we get measured on.
Yes.
And then another role is innovation and entrepreneurship. I mean, South Africa is one of those countries that are ranked as the top countries that come up with innovative ideas.
Correct.
Implementation is another story. But yeah, we do have an innovative entrepreneurs out there. And then economic diversity. So if you look at the wide range of products that you come across, go to our markets and look at the talent that we have around the country. This is where you get to see how diverse we are.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that contributes towards our level of exports and whatnot. And skills development as well.
Yes.
This is we've got a very fertile ground that we've come across when it comes to SMMEs. Because of now, there's a lot of skills transfer. You might remember now, it's one guy who has two employees and whatnot.
Yes.
So it's a closely knitted organization. So therefore, there's a lot of skills transfer. That's why when the owner is not there, it's quite easy for somebody to take over because
they've learned the skill as well.
Direct
contact
with the owner, stuff like that.
That's
the role.
SMEs are powerful.
They are. You've got no idea.
Mr. Enough, let's talk a little bit about this. Based on your own experience, and we're running out of time, what are some of the common challenges that you've come across and realize are the biggest challenges that small business owners in South Africa face?
Okay, so the most obvious one, well, that we pick up a lot is lack of funding. We get that a lot. Funding. Can you just fund us? And at times when you tell people, no, we do not fund, then you tend to get that face.
What am I doing here? Yeah.
Give me somebody that can fund. But when you start saying that we facilitate the process, then they get excited once again. So, okay, well, can I go with you on this journey? But yes, there is there's a bit of impatience, right? They want things to happen now. And you know what, there's no microwave solution, unfortunately.
Right.
And another one that we picked up on is difficulty in complying with regulations.
Sure.
Because whatever sector that you go into, they're governed. They've got governing bodies that will ask you to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And most of our clients just do not want to go through that.
They just want to do the thing, man. I mean, entrepreneurs just want to, if they're creative, they just want to create. That's just what they want to do.
Don't give us paperwork. Don't tell us about a
fee. Please.
So they really do not want to go through the paperwork.
Sure.
And then limited market access. Now we're talking domestic markets and international markets. Because you find that somebody wants to, they've developed a product, but now they want to export this thing. But now in exporting, you find they haven't even established a local market yet. But yet they want to go international. So it's a bit of a problem there because it's a premature international.
Right, yes.
And then infrastructure and technology constraints.
Yeah.
That's another one because now we get people that want space.
Yeah.
I'm operating from a location, but I feel...
And don't you guys offer like hubs, the incubator hubs maybe at times or...
There's a lot of hubs around, but now there's only so much. Like you said, we've got hundreds and hundreds of SMME.
Yeah.
So you find that they've reached their capacity. It's quite difficult to take on more. You understand? So,
those are the challenges. But I suppose with the challenges that you mentioned, for example, compliance and all of that, and that's where you guys step in, right?
We do.
And obviously, I mean, we say this jokingly to say as an entrepreneur, you just want to do the job, but it's important to also then learn the administration parts, the compliance, the paperwork, the documents. You have to understand. It might not be your favorite thing to do, but I think if you want to run a successful business, then it's important that you learn. And if you don't know, then you go to places like SIDA to get equipped with the right knowledge to be able to be successful in running your business and for it to survive for a long time. I'm gonna have to close our conversation, but somebody on WhatsApp was asking why is Easteras not in the list, because there's a lot of businesses in that area that need assistance that you offer at SIDA.
We do have a Mamelodi office which is close to Easteras.
Okay.
So they can visit the Mamelodi office.
Visit the Mamelodi office. There you go. Thank you so much, Mr. Enough. I suppose you've mentioned where your offices are found and you've mentioned a number of the services that can be accessed over there as well. So thank you for taking the time to come and chat to us today.
Thank you, ma'am.